Darling, I have a special delivery for a special man. Do you know what it is? That's right. Cupcakes. I put something special inside of them today. Can you guess what it is? You're so corny. No, not love. No, not affection, goofball. I put sprinkles in them. I hope you like how they taste. Here, let me feed you one. Oh? You don't want to eat them right now? But you always like to eat my cupcakes whenever I make them, even if I have them prepared before bed. Is something wrong, darling? Does your tummy hurt? Do you have some form of headache? Or is there something wrong with your teeth? Do you have a toothache? Have I been feeding you too many sweets? What's going on, darling? You're full? From what? You haven't eaten anything all day. Unless you've been eating behind my back. Baby, what did you eat today? Oh, no, of course I won't get mad. Why would I get mad if you ate some other food that I didn't make specifically for you? Like, that'd be ridiculous for me to get upset. Yes, darling, I promise I won't get upset. Just tell me what you ate. I don't see what the big... Wait. Is this a box of Deborah's cookies? Baby, No, you don't need to explain anything. Okay, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. I promise. You know, it's perfectly fine that you like to eat Deborah's cookies. Is your cooking good? Is your baked goods better than mine? I'm just curious. I'm not salty or anything. I would never be salty. I'm made of pure sugar. Oh, darling, it's fine. It's totally fine. So, tell me more about Deborah's baking. What is it that you love so much? I see. Well, I want you to not be afraid to tell me what I want to hear. Okay? So let's go through this very, very carefully. I want you to tell me everything I am asking of you. Don't be afraid. It's not like I'm gonna hurt you or anything. I just wanna know. Is her baking better than mine? Have you tried her cupcakes? And what do you think of them? Sweetheart, just tell me. You don't know? How long have you been eating them? Tell me how long you have been eating them. You've been eating them for months now, and you don't have a opinion about this? Months of constantly eating, and you have zero opinion. Now, baby, why don't I believe that? Don't lie to me. Hey, all I'm saying is if that bitch is making something that you find to be absolutely tasty, and I can't bring the equivalent to the table, something must be done. I want you to love my baking only. My baking, my cooking, everything I do for you. There is no space, there is no room for anybody else in your stomach. Oh, baby. I may have to have a little chat with this woman. Well, I mean, if she ever dares to sell to you again, we may have a little teeny tiny problem. So, I should probably make it a point to come and properly get acquainted with her. Oh, baby, what do you mean, not again? I promise it's not going to end up like last time. Look, all I'm saying is that you should really make it a point in your life to trust my baking and cooking only. You have no idea what these people put in their food. You don't know who to trust. But I can tell you with utmost certainty you can trust me. Now, be a sweetheart and give me the box of cookies. Oh, please. I don't want to take it by force. Yep. Just like last time. Oh, I remember that cute look on your face when you realized just how strong I am. Looks can be deceiving, can't they? But I know that's one of the things you like about me. Isn't it, sweetheart? You're Yandere Baker, as you affectionately call me. Now give me the box. And thank you. Such a good boy. Never ever giving me too much of a hard time. You know just how much of a losing battle that would be. And now I will properly dispose of these. I'll have a little taste just to figure out what the ingredients are. And then I will get rid of them. I will burn them. I will destroy them. And then I'm going to come back and then make you into a dessert. Well, one of us needs to eat. And since you're not going to have any of my cupcakes, and I still have a little bit of frosting left over, I know the perfect way to use it. You know exactly what I mean. It will take a while to get all that icing off of you. But thankfully, I have all the time in the world. And you have nowhere to go today. Once I'm done with you, you will have surely worked up an appetite. And if not, I'll keep going and going and going until you have. Now get comfortable. You're not going to be moving for a while. I guarantee it. So, thank you everyone for listening. I initially wanted to make this not safe for work, but I was like, I haven't made new content for YouTube in a while. I've been mainly paying attention to Patreon after the whole incident, because I'll be honest, even though I try to stay upbeat about the deletion of the videos, it really did bring me down a lot, and I'm still feeling down about it. But the show must go on. So, yes, I decided to make this just a tiny bit going into the spicy realm, but still safe enough for work to be put on YouTube. So once again, thank you everyone for listening. I have a huge backlog of patrons again, and I'll go at least 20 or maybe 10. I don't know. We'll see. I wrote down some names. Before I go on to that though, this wasn't initially supposed to be Yandere, but someone wrote in the comment section that she looked sort of Yandere because I generated this art like a while ago, and I was like, I need to make a decent, wholesome, sweetheart like audio for this character. I have to. She's baking cupcakes for you. She's just absolutely like in love with you and baking. But of course I had to put a little bit of a crazy spin to it because, why not? It's very generic, but it's fun. I'm sorry about the echo you may be hearing. This room doesn't have a lot of stuff in it. And there's not really much I can do about it because this is a rental place. So many apologies. You have to be dealing with this for about a month. But afterwards, I'll be back in my other location, which is both echoey and has the sound of like a fridge running. So, hey, you work with what you got. And I hope to, in the future, one day be able to make enough money with what I do that I can get more professional surroundings. But anyway, that's beyond the whole point of this audio. Yeah, I had a lot of fun making it, and I feel like she could be a bit crazy. We'll see. Yandere stuff's really popular, and I understand why. It lets people who are already pretty much crazy act out their craziness without having to do it in real life. Anyway, thank you to Void, Beamboozled 7777, Viziv, or Zivis 01, sorry, Izuku Midoriya, Sniper M, Micah, The Hank Tank MK5, Lonely Wolf, Chicks Edits, Murasaki, Rodrigo, Master Law, Soloing Gom, Mud Pug, Travis, Mr. Vampire, Lucky Blaze, Gregory, Neil, Humble Brag, Air Forces, The Tea Money Man, Neil Mouthwash, Lou, Dr. O.M. Heretic, Rare Raptor 2511, and Randy for becoming members on Patreon. I really do truly, truly, truly appreciate all the support. And, well, I can't put it into words. I really can't put it into words. I've never had this type of support before in my life. And from the bottom of my heart, just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So yeah, I don't know when the proper upload schedule is going to be. We'll have to wait and see. I can't really promise anything. And I'm tired of saying that something's going to be a certain way, and then I can't deliver on that promise. It makes me look foolish, and then it disappoints a lot of people. So yeah, we'll see what happens. I love you all. Take care. And I'll talk to you again next time, right? Bye-bye.